This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Are there cycles in history? Yes, even though there is a linear trajectory in history, there are generational cycles we can observe. No doubt you've heard the phrase, hard times create strong men create good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times. Or you may have heard, history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes. And you may have heard the phrase, the fourth turning, that predicts a crisis at the end of a fourfold cycle. Today and tomorrow, I want to talk about three often quoted cycles, a political-cultural cycle, a technological cycle, and a financial cycle. And I might mention that all three seem to be converging today. There appears to be an 80-year political-cultural cycle, which averages out to be about 84 years. Go back to 1848 and you have Karl Marx publishing the Communist Manifesto and other works. The political and social impact of his Marxist perspective swept through Europe, changed the political structure of many countries, and is still an influence today. Another important political change happened 84 years later in the 1930s. In Europe, you have the rise of Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini. In this country, you have the election of Franklin D. Roosevelt, who signed into law a significant number of New Deal programs that vastly expanded the scope of government and are influential in our lives today. If you add another 84 years, you come to 2016. In Europe, you have a political battle known as Brexit and the beginning of some populist uprisings. In this country, you also have the rise of populism, as illustrated by the election of Donald Trump. Tomorrow, I'll show how this cycle coincides with the technological and financial cycles. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on biblical reliability, go to viewpoints.info/biblical reliability. Viewpoints.info/biblical reliability.